Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Finding Jerry Richardson was an easy call for the NFL. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. If I understand the reportage correctly, Jerry Richardson must pay the NFL a $2.75 million fine on his way out the door as owner of the Carolina Panthers. Of all the fines and punishment the league has levied in recent years, this was the easiest of all. First of all, the owners could not have been involved as they were with pressuring Roger Goodell and Deflategate and other controversial calls the commissioner made. The owners wouldn't touch the Richardson accusations with a 10-foot pole for reasons too numerous to mention here. Suffice to say that this was a no-brainer, the absolute politically correct thing to do, and the easiest as Richardson relinquishes ownership of the team to hedge fund billionaire David Tepper. But my question is, what about the Panthers organization and employees? Why aren't they fined too? The big cat, as Richardson was known, committed deplorable acts of sexual misconduct. But let's understand this. He is 81 and was beloved by the franchise. Put that together with the era Richardson grew up in, when such conduct was commonplace and even laughed about. And with his power over the Panthers, who is going to blow the whistle on him? Since no one did, when it was pretty well known around Bank of America Stadium that the boss was a dirty old man, doesn't that make the team just as culpable? You mean the investigators did not interview all employees to find out who else knew and why this wasn't exposed a lot sooner? Just because it had gone on for years and most employees regarded Richardson as an 80-year-old with a transplanted heart as both harmless and powerful, that made it okay to turn your head? It's easy for the NFL to find the big cat, but what about the big lie? People talk, and if everyone who knew something was amiss at the top, wasn't also fined and or fired, that's the NFL just sweeping this one under a plush carpet somewhere. How about restitution for the women who were abused and degraded? Or will that happen after they step up and have to tell their stories again and demand compensation for the ordeal? Yes, the big cat had to go and had to pay for his old-school brand of sexism. But that's like throwing him to the wolves when some zookeepers should be going with him. This is Archansky. See ya.